flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
On the drive to work, you tuned to a wacky, zany morning show and heard them say something distasteful. You can't believe your ears. You were just shocked by a shock jock.
Isn't that what a shock jock does?
Now, you're gonna do something about it.
Get that monster fired, yeah.
So the next time you see a guy protesting your favorite morning show because it messed with his PC sensibilities, exercise your First Amendment rights and give a single finger salute to Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio, a real American hero.
Mr. Easily Offended by Stuff on the Radio.
You know, there is this thing called a tuner, and it actually lets you change the radio station. Isn't that incredible?
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. It's November 2nd, Election Day. Have you voted yet? I haven't, but I will. Good morning to you. As you can see, Kara is not here with us this morning. Kara is still on a bus somewhere in La La Land, so we're going to do the show without her. Luckily, I have a great guest in the studio. Her name is Calista Carradine. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And so you're going to be the co-host with me this morning.
All right, I'll show you.
I know, I didn't plan on it, but that's what's going on. So yeah, the show must go on, and we must, you know, we must do what we have to do. So we're going to talk to Calista, and also we're going to have a famous author calling in, Steve Berry, and he's going to tell us about a project of a few authors that they're doing for our troops. So that sounds pretty interesting. And so good morning to you, Calista.
Good morning.
And so we met over at a Halloween party last week. At Jeff's party.
Jeff Rector's
and
party.
And Jeff
yes.
Rector's party. And that was a Halloween party. You were dressed as what? As a cowgirl or something?
When I met you, I was a pirate. I've had
four costumes.
Halloween. I went through French maid, pirate, cowgirl, and then a different kind of pirate.
Oh, okay.
I had a long weekend.
Yeah. How did you get into pirate? You mean like the pirate's girl?
Yeah, I was a pirate wench, basically.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't look like a pirate, but like the girls that they would be chasing or something, right? So this is cool. Now, what I was told is that I went to a party at the John Lovitz Comedy Club a few weeks ago, and there was a woman there dancing. She was all dressed in red and everything, and she was dancing like crazy. And I heard that happened to be you at the party. Do you remember that? It was at the City Walk, and you were dressed in a red dress, and you were maybe you had too much to drink that night that you don't remember. There was like red carpet and everything. You don't remember that?
You know, I dance a lot. I cut a mean rug.
But you don't remember being in the John Lovitz Comedy Club? Like 2-3 weeks ago?
I did. That is one of the spots I did.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about you. You're a musician, right?
They weren't doing any comedy. That's how you threw me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it wasn't a comedy.
Club?
No,
what
it was
a comedy club because they weren't doing any comedy.
No, it was a party by Combat Radio, which is a show here with Ethan Detmeyer. So I don't know how you ended up at the party. Maybe you knew someone who knew someone.
I know
that
a lot of
invested.
Someone's who knows.
You
someone,
do, huh?
So,
okay.
And if there's a dance floor, you know, I'm up.
So it must have been you, yeah.
If I can get up and sing or get up and dance, I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember you looked pretty hot there on the dance floor. Everybody was checking you out and everything. So that seemed like... So you like to dance a lot.
My mother was a choreographer and a dance teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was getting her master's degree, and I learned to dance in vitro, okay?
Really?
I have a long history with movement, yes, uh-huh. Yes.
That's cool.
I come by it naturally.
Yeah. So, were you born in L.A.? Did you grow
no,
up here?
No,
no. Where were you born?
On an army base in Virginia. My father had been drafted.
Oh, really? In Virginia?
Yes.
Wow. And he had to go all the way there, and that's where he met your mom?
No, he met my mother in high school.
I see.
Actually, junior high. My mother was 15, they were about 15 and a half around uh-huh. there. They met in French class, and my mother used to like to watch him play piano.
Mm-hmm.
And they were together for a long time.
I see, okay.
Long
well,
time.
Yeah, in case you guys haven't figured out, Kalista is David Carradine's daughter. And so I never realized he was drafted.
Everyone was drafted back then.
That's true. That
but
was
he was
what,
in
the Vietnam War?
No, yeah. Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm sorry. That was awful nice of you, but no, it was 62.
When did Vietnam start?
Oh, geez.
I thought that was in the 60s.
Not that early.
Not that early. Okay, I'm sorry.
You know, what do I know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't remember. But I really don't think it was that early.
Oh, okay.
So, moving on.
Get the mic a little closer to you. I want to hear you all full and everything. Don't be shy. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you very well. So so this is cool. So you were born on an army base.
Yes.
And, in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And so after the service and everything.
Well, after that, my parents went down and played around on Broadway a bit,
mm-hmm.
you know.
In New York.
My father did the deputy on Broadway, where he played the Catholic priest that hid the Jewish children from the Nazis.
Oh, wow.
And then he went on to play the Inca King in, for crying out loud.
You remember all his movies?
No, are you kidding? It's not possible.
Yeah, he's done a lot.
Yeah, he was on Broadway a couple of times. My mother... Yeah. Was cast on Broadway, but had to let the part go because she was pregnant with me
mm-hmm.
around that time.
Right.
And then they went back to Broadway. Mm-hmm. And then we went up to upstate New York, my mother and I.
I see.
And my father came out and met Barbara Hershey and had my brother.
Really? Yes. That was the end of it?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, Barbara Hershey was pretty hot back then, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, so was my mother.
Well, I'm sure. I just don't know her, so I can't comment, you know. But that's interesting.
Anyway, yeah, I sing, dance, act, do martial arts, this kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
So the artistic genes did pass on to you.
Yes.
And... wow, that's pretty cool. So I just wanted to, we'll get back to this in a minute. I just wanted to let people know that we're expecting a phone call from an author. In fact, I think this is him, Steve Berry. So let's see if that's him, and we'll find out right away what's up.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Steve Berry?
It is.
Good morning to you, Steve. Thank you so much for calling us. Sam and Kara in the morning. Kara's not here, so I have Kalista Carradine in the studio. And we're going to ask you a few questions about the latest project you have. So,
no problem. I'll be here.
Okay. Where are you calling us from? What part of the country are you in?
St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, in Florida. Wow. Is the weather nice there now?
Very nice here. It's in the 70s.
Oh, I see. Is that where you live, or are you just traveling there?
Yes, I live here in St. Augustine.
Oh, I see. Okay, sounds good. But probably, you know, a lot of inspiration to write your books. I want to tell you, I've been a big fan. I've read a lot of your books, and I just wanted to remind everyone that Steve Berry has written books like The Paris Vendetta and The Templar Legacy and The Amber Room and so many other books that I can't even keep up. You have a new one called The Emperor's Tomb.
Yes, it'll be out in 2 weeks on November the 23rd.
Oh, well, I can't wait for that one. What's that one about, real quick?
This is a new Cotton Malone adventure. It's the sixth Cotton Malone adventure. He heads off to China, and he's going to be doing some pretty interesting stuff over there. There's a tomb over there for the first emperor of China that has been sealed for 2,200 years, It's the greatest archaeological site in all of China, but no Chinese government will allow anyone in this tomb. Mm-hmm. And that fascinated me, so I decided to write a thriller about it.
Yeah, wow, that sounds pretty good. I mean, where do you get all your ideas? Do you go into history books and things like that? Where do you get these?
Mostly magazines, television, you know, listening to people. You never know where your ideas come from. They come from the strangest places and at the oddest times.
Really?
Yes.
So you came up with a character, Cotton Malone. How many books have you written with him? Did you say six?
This will be the sixth one this year.
The sixth one, wow. And how did you come up with the character?
I was sitting in a cafe in Copenhagen one afternoon, and he just came to me, and I said, well, he's going to live right here in Hybroplads, which is a square there. He's going to have a shop right over here. It was just one of those moments like those ideas. It just kind of came in my head, and there it was, and I said, this is where he's going to be, right here.
Wow.
And that's how he was born, and that's where the Templar legacy came from.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that first one. That was pretty cool. How long have you been writing, Steve?
I've been writing since 1990, so it's been 20 years now, but I've only been published for seven.
Oh.
It was 12 years from the day I wrote my first word to the day I sold my first word. It was a very long process. There were 85 rejections during that 12-year period, so
wow.
It was a long way for me to get published.
Yeah, there's a lot of persistence there, huh? I mean, you have to really... not give up and go after your dream and stuff, because it's very competitive, you know. And how many turndowns did you have? 25, did you say? Rejections?
85,
my God.
85.
Yeah, I would have given up after 8 probably, but thank goodness you didn't.
So I hung in there. I did quit a few times during there, but after a few days, I'd get back to it again.
Yeah. Well, you know, we appreciate the books. Keep bringing us some great ones. I love this kind of stuff. And if anybody likes, like, archaeological things and history things, this is definitely the book series to read. Now, Steve, you're involved in something new that you're doing with a few other authors. Why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about this? I thought it was fascinating.
Yeah, this is pretty neat. We'll be doing it later this year. We're going to be going over. For the very first time, the USO is sending a group of thriller writers to a war zone to see the troops.
Right.
They've never done this before, but there's a lot of reading that goes on over there. Reading is probably the number one recreational activity over there, because it allows them to forget. It allows them to go off in other places and to sort of, you know, get away from where they are. So reading's a big deal over there in the Persian Gulf region and in Afghanistan now.
Right.
So they're put together this USO tour. One of our members in the International Thriller Writers, which is a group of 1,500 thriller writers from around the world, his name is Andy Harp. He came up with the idea, pitched it to the USO. They pitched it to the Pentagon. Pentagon said, sure, let's do it.
Wow.
So myself, James Rollins, Doug Preston, David Morrell, and Andy Harp will be headed over later this year to visit with the troops and to interact with them and talk books and talk stories and just basically tell them how much we appreciate them.
That sounds pretty good, you know. And, I mean, obviously you guys are big names in that. Where are you going to go? Is it, like, throughout the country, or do you go overseas as well?
Unfortunately, I can't tell you that.
I see. Okay.
I can't tell you where we're going or when we're going or anything. They won't let us talk about that until after we go and return.
So
we will be headed into the Persian Gulf region. I can say that.
That's okay.
Where we'll be. And we're going to be pretty full time. We're going to be visiting a lot of places and seeing a lot of people. They're working us from morning to night, and we're going, you know, all over. We told them we'd like to see as much as we could and do as much as we can, and they accommodated that request.
That's wonderful. And it is unusual for authors to go. You know, I mean, usually you hear of performers and, you know, singers and actors going down there. But you guys are writers, so, yeah, are you going to discuss your books and
yes.
things like that?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about... David Morrell, who's the creator of Rambo, will be talking about that. They specifically asked for him to be included because they wanted to hear all about that,
right.
How that happened, character. And I'll be talking about Cotton Malone and other stories, and all the other writers will be doing their thing, too. So we'll all be, you know, just interacting. It'll be kind of like what we do when we're out on book tour.
Right.
It'll be similar to that, but a little more of a captive audience but they've got us, at quite a few venues and quite a few people, so we're going to get a chance to see a lot of our troops.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, this sounds like an exciting thing, I'm really excited for you guys. And I know it's going to be a memorable experience for you, and it is noble for you to take out the time to do this. And Steve, thank you so much for the time. This is very fascinating. Do you have a website where people can find out more about this tour?
We do. You can come to steveberry.org. You can find out all about the books. And I'll, a little bit, not about the tour yet, because I can't really post anything, but I will be putting that up. As we go and as we finish in a locale, we can talk about things. So they can check that out there or at my Facebook fan page. I will be posting stuff there. And then I have a new book coming out November 23rd, which will be in stores, the Emperor's Tomb. They can find about all that at the website. And we have an e-book out right now called The Balkan Escape, which is a short story that will whet your appetite for the Emperor's Tomb. It's $1.99, and it'll give you a good taste of what's coming. So the e-book people out there can check it out.
Yeah, it's a Kindle edition. I can see that. Well, this is exciting, because I haven't seen this one before. It sounds pretty interesting. And, of course, the Emperor's Tomb probably going to climb to the top of the bestseller list like all your other books. So,
We hope so.
So, Steve, congratulations to you. All the best, and thank you for giving us of your time this morning.
Thank you, sir, for having me.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, nice guy. Anyway, so this is it. We're going to put a link to his website and stuff if you guys want to find out more. Always interesting to hear people entertaining. Now, remember the U.S. Oak, at least they used to be like Bob Hope and all these people way back when,
I know, yeah, Maryland used to go and
yeah, Maryland used to go too. Yeah,
yes,
you're right. So, so apparently the authors are pretty popular there too. And Steve Berry's written a lot of good books, and also the authors that are going with him.
That makes a lot of sense. Entertainment you can keep in your pocket.
Yeah, there you go.
isn't that nice?
Yeah.
When I have a book, that gets me hooked, you can't wait to get back to it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I sometimes find books like that. The new John Grisham book, The Confession, I just got that one. And that's pretty good. That's a good book. If you like John Grisham books at all.
Well, I refuse to confess.
Really?
At least on air, yes.
Okay, you don't have to confess. So
earlier I was talking to you about the being born on an army base.
Right.
And my father was doing the theater.
Right.
Back then. And then he went into doing The Royal Hunt of the Sun.
Uh-huh.
And he played the Inca King, and that is actually what got him the role of Kung Fu.
Oh, really?
Many years later.
Wow.
What happened was one of the creators of Kung Fu said, I want the guy that I saw on Broadway playing the Inca King. Get me that guy.
Really? So he knew specifically who he wanted.
Yeah, yeah. You think he would have said John Carradine's son, but it was that guy. That guy with the golden legs. Anyway, the Inca King. So what I've done is I decided, it worked for Dad, so I've decided to go into theater.
Mm.
I'm working with the New York Actors Ensemble West, and on the 17th I'm doing a little workshop with them.
Calista,
right?
You got to get close to the mic. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry,
there
darling.
There you go. Okay.
So I decided I would follow those footsteps.
Yeah.
And so I'm working with the New York Actors Ensemble West. I'm going to do Down the Rabbit Hole with them.
Oh.
Coming up soon at the lounge.
What lounge is that? Is that what it's called?
It's
the lounge?
It's the Lounge Theater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you. So you got into what? Acting or singing first?
I sing, I dance, I act,
right.
I do my own fights.
Right.
What did I get into first?
Yeah, what is your passion? What is your real passion?
Well, acting, you can do everything in acting. So I'm going to say acting.
Mm.
And because you can be more, I can be much more creative acting than I can singing.
Mm-hmm.
Singing is wonderful. It's a powerful, fun experience, and it's easy to put up.
Right.
You get up on stage with a couple of musicians and you're on.
Right.
Movies and theater take a lot more preparation.
Right, obviously. And with music, you get instant feedback. I guess with theater you do too, but
right.
Not with film so much.
Just recently I've gone back to theater only as a means to get back into film. But honestly, there's a thing about theaters. You can be so creative and you can do something different every night, which is like a blues song.
Right.
You know, you never do it exactly the same.
That's true.
There's
yeah.
always other colors you can add. And with acting, I stay up at night thinking of creative ways to change things.
Right.
Yeah. With singing, it's not as much to do. It doesn't
right.
keep you as busy.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
So you've had a music career, and we have a couple songs of yours that I want to play. The first one is Guns in the Bed, right?
Guns in the Bed. I wrote that song. You know, my father was disappeared in Thailand, and he had always... been afraid of being assassinated, and so
really
for many years he had guns all over the house.
Really?
Yeah, like in the book cupboard, in the bar, in the couch, in case anyone came. And I don't know what gave him the idea, if he knew it was going to happen or if it was because of Bruce Lee or Brandon Lee or John Kennedy or John Lennon, what gave him the idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, I ended up writing a song about what Christmas was like at my dad's house in the
80s. Yeah, with the guns in bed.
Well, that's what I ended up calling it. It's kind of the hook.
Okay, so let's hear Calista Carradine and Guns in the Bed.
Yeah.
Sofa, guns in the chair. Daddy, you got your guns round here everywhere. Bullets in the chamber, bullets in the barrel. Got your finger on the trigger while you're singing Christmas carols. The whips by the china, crystals falling down. The new baby is crying and that ex-wife's back in town. Horses in the living room, inners on the table, falling through the glass. You bought the bitch a sable. Whiskey's in your bottle, whiskey's in your flask. It's another family Christmas, and we're having a blast. But there's nothing, no, there's nothing going on. No, nothing going on.
That's cool. I like that. It's got a nice beat to it and everything. Yeah. You can't talk when you sit back on the chair, my dear. You gotta stay close to the mic.
All right, I'm right on top of it.
Yeah,
now.
You see, I'm a pain in the ass, but we want to hear you nice and full and everything. So anyway,
you know,
that's a cool
my
song.
Earphones are well, okay.
Are they not loud enough? Is that
it's,
what
it's
it is?
It's fine. We're fine.
Yeah. Okay. So now, when did you record this song?
I recorded that not very long ago. That's,
oh, really?
That's
so
new
it's pretty
song.
Recent.
Yeah.
And did you write the lyrics and the music to it?
I wrote that with Solomon King
in
something we called the Hollywood Royals.
What's the Hollywood Royals?
Well, there's a couple Hollywood Royals, actually. One Hollywood Royals is a group that I had put together with Solomon King and The Chosen. Mm-hmm. And the other Hollywood Royals is a show that we're launching with Gretchen Bonaducci, John Barrymore, John Gable, Phil Crosby Jr., and myself, Calista Carradine. Oh, and Coco Flynn.
Yeah.
And actually, Coco Flynn is probably who started it. And that will be quite lovely. And it's interesting. It's a show that will involve horses, shooting, riding,
really?
Racing, acting, singing, characters. Yes.
And this is all on stage?
No.
No.
No. I've gotten you confused. That's
you
wonderful.
Have gotten me confused.
No,
yeah.
What I'm doing on this is I'm doing this on stage.
Right. Okay. So
this is the New York Actors Ensemble West.
Right. But then with the horses
with
and the races, that's a film?
That's for television.
For television, the television show.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds pretty interesting.
It's It's Grandchildren of Hollywood Royalties.
Okay, so that's where the name is from.
Yep.
Okay, I see. And so how's Gretchen Bonaducci a... how does she fit in there?
No, well, she's not in it. She created it.
Oh, she created it.
Yeah, it's her baby.
Really?
Yes.
Have you known her for a long time?
I have known her since the project began, and she's quite lovely.
Is she really?
She's a fun girl. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, she's a little rocker herself. She sings 80s music, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like cover music?
And she's a mom, and she's hot.
I know. But you know what? No one would have known about her without Breaking Bonaducci, that show, you know? Because, you know, so, I mean, that's how I got to know of her. And I don't know. I mean, they didn't make her look in great light in that show. Did you ever watch it?
No.
The reality show about her and Danny?
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't. And, you know, this is the thing I come from the other side, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. My father was the famous person that married women. So I'm actually on the other side of the fence than Gretchen. And I didn't see the show. Uh-huh. But she's an awfully nice girl.
I'm sure.
And her concepts are classy. And so that's all I have to draw from.
Okay.
I didn't see the show.
No.
No.
Well, so this is cool. So, I mean, do you do any songwriting at all? Or
oh, yes.
You do write the
songs? I wrote that song.
Okay.
I just wrote it with someone.
I see. Okay. All right.
He mainly wrote the music, you know.
I see.
He said keep it simple.
Do you play any instruments or anything, like a guitar or something?
I play a little guitar, but I prefer to sing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look on my MySpace, I think I wrote every song on there except Paint, which my father wrote. Maybe it's Paint. My father wrote that song.
Oh, he wrote it.
I wrote all the other songs that are on my MySpace.com/Calista Carradine.
Yeah. I think that's a part known less about your dad is that he wrote songs,
He wrote
right?
a lot of songs. He's a great songwriter.
Really?
He plays guitar. I played guitar. And he played exquisite piano. I loved to hear him play.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so let's play Maybe It's Paint.
All right.
And
I hope you guys like country.
So you do like all kinds of different styles, right?
I don't. I'm old school, okay? Yeah. I like to do blues, country, rock, funk, and that's about it.
Okay.
You know,
various styles, right?
Yeah. I'm not very current.
Okay.
I never will be.
You know, current is not very much fun. I mean, the music today is not for us, not for our generation.
Some of it, but not much. Not some of the new stuff.
No, not some of the new stuff. Maybe it's Paint, Calista Carradine, if this thing ever plays. We're playing it through...
Yeah, this one my father wrote, and then we changed the gender.
Yeah. And so MySpace is crashing on me here.
No.
Yeah, well, we'll get it working here. Just give me a minute. So I can't stand MySpace. You know, it's like always so slow and nothing ever gets there. I think this one's going to play now. Maybe it's Paint.
Don't bite.
Spain, Calista Quevedin. I like this song, and I'm not that much into country music, believe it or not. So it's pretty good. You captured my heart with that one.
That's a sweet one.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I did that, now I tend to want to be sassy and brassy when I sing. But the producer said, look, I want you to sing this like you're singing your children a lullaby.
Mm-hmm.
I want something soft and sweet out of you.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't like to show my vulnerability on stage very often. So he got me to do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
You know, I just ran into, happened to have, one of the writers from Kung Fu came and found me. And I just saw him this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Henderson brought me a script, which was, the turn of events where we happened to cross paths was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm looking at that, and my mind is on that today.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's different. It's a different kind of project.
Right.
So that's one of the things I'm looking into as well.
I see. Cool. Now, I wanted to ask you, because I'm sure some people are curious and stuff and that. Now, when I talked to you, I asked you, you know, how many times your dad had been married, and you told me, I think, 6 times, right?
Well, yes.
Now, what about, who is Marina Anderson?
Oh.
She just wrote a book.
Yes.
Right. And I figured you probably wouldn't be happy with it, right? Is it a critical book? Does it make him look in a bad light? Do you know anything about the book? It was just released in June.
It wasn't written very well.
No?
It's a woman complaining about a man that left her.
Oh, really?
Which, why would a woman complain about a man that leaves her?
Well, why wouldn't she? I mean, if she loved him, you know. And,
so
and,
she writes this book just complaining about a man. Why would you complain about someone if you wanted them? You wouldn't be complaining about them. The book is ridiculous hogwash. It's all hogwash.
Really?
She's upset that he left her, and she's a gold digger, and she's still trying to get more.
Was she married to him, or was that just a girlfriend?
Yeah, that's one of the women that he married, yes.
One of the women that he married. Yeah, it's called The Eye of My Tornado, and released in June. And I figured, when I saw this, I figured you probably wouldn't be
happy
with it.
You know, my father wrote a book called Endless Highway. Mm-hmm. It's an autobiography.
Yeah.
And she's in that book.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she's under a very much better light than she...
Than she painted him.
Yes, my father also wrote a book called Shaolin West.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit of Shaolin. Shaolin West was where we used to study Kung Fu.
Uh-huh.
The Spirit of Shaolin. My father also wrote a book about Qigong, which is an internal Kung Fu form.
Wow.
He also wrote a book about Kill Bill. I suggest you buy one of those books.
Yeah, I probably will.
Okay.
Kill Bill was one of my favorite movies. You know, I just watched it not too long ago. And he was good in it. He definitely helped make the movie, you know. And did he make any movies after that one?
Yes, yes.
Which
my
one?
My father was in 40 countries one year after that.
Really?
He was making movies in every single country.
Wow.
Yeah. I suggest you just pull something up on that computer and find out.
Find out what?
What movies he did after Kill Bill.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because there's... Well, there's at least 40, because I know one year he was in 40 different countries.
Yeah, no, that's amazing.
He covered some serious ground. My father worked all the time.
Yeah.
But what happened is when you... Go ahead, pull something up. Pull up David Carradine.
Okay. IMDb or something?
Yeah, for 2000. Look at stuff that he did in 2000, 2001, 2002. When was Kill Bill? Thinking my daughter got... proposed to that year, so I'm thinking that was about 7-8 years ago that came out.
I'll tell you in a minute.
So.
Let's see, Kill Bill. Wow, I can't even see that. Hold on a second, because he must have made a lot of movies after that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Wow. Look at all these movies.
Yeah. Start naming some.
Yeah,
some
I will in a minute. But look, Kill Bill Part 2 was 2004. And your dad made a lot of movies after that. Hair High, he was on Alias, the TV series. Last Goodbye, Max Havoc, Miracle at Stage Creek, Medium, the TV series Final Move. I don't know, most of these movies I haven't really heard of. Richard III. Wow, he's been busy, huh?
Yep.
Wow.
Imagine how many people around the world love him.
Right.
And had a wonderful time talking to him and enjoying his company.
No, absolutely. I mean, he was pretty big,
jokes,
you know.
His gags, his stories.
Yeah. What was your childhood with him? Do you remember the childhood growing up with him? I mean, was he around? Or was he too busy working?
Well, after he left Broadway, my parents separated, and so I stayed on the East Coast in upstate New York until I was about 11. Then I moved in with him and Barbara Hershey, and that was during his beatnik era.
Yeah.
I would tell him hippie era. He said, "I am not a hippie. I was a beatnik."
Yeah.
Apparently they were more intellectual.
Are they different, really?
Yes. Anyway, so that's when I showed up on the scene, and he started making a movie with me, Mata Hari, which I star in, and we shot it on three continents and in 35mm CinemaScope film with live Dolby stereo.
Uh-huh.
And it's just lovely. The shots are breathtaking, and he did the music for it. He scored the music for the movie, and
Wow, multi-talented, really.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, the Kung Fu years, do you remember anything from that time?
The Kung Fu, I was set up to run into one of the writers from Kung Fu. Now I have two of the writers from Kung Fu working on projects for me.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. And that started something that just continued in our lives was Kung Fu. There was always stuntmen around teaching my father things, you know, internal Kung Fu or sword play or tricks. And we had so much fun.
I'm sure.
This kind of thing.
Wow.
Because, you know, it kept happening.
Right.
You know, it kept being, there would always be fights in the shows.
Right.
And which is great, you know, because it keeps you agile.
Right, yeah.
And deadly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, now, when was the last time you saw him before he died?
Mm.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah. How long before
that? We were having coffee. It was a few days before he went to Thailand.
Oh, wow. Wow. That must have been devastating for you, huh? I mean, totally unexpected.
Wow.
He was still young and healthy and stuff, right?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He had not lost the ability to do anything.
Wow. Was he working at the time in Thailand?
Yes, he was. He
really?
Was working on a movie called
Stretch. So the movie was probably never completed, huh?
You know, I haven't checked on that.
Yeah. Well, you can, you know. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have my brother Free.
Mm-hmm.
And my
His name is Free?
Free.
Wow, how cool.
Barbara Hershey's son is Free Carradine.
Uh-huh.
And he teaches martial arts. He likes Cali stick fighting. And he teaches women self-defense. And he's also an artist. And he does special effects. And he is a warm, loving, dangerous man.
Really?
Yes. And then there's my sister, Kansas.
Uh-huh.
And she's a trick rider, professional trick rider.
Really?
Yes. And she
What's a trick rider, by the way?
Well, she can ride a horse at a full gallop in a back bend.
Oh, really?
Standing on one foot.
Whoa.
Carrying the American flag. She can do the Texas drag, if you know what that is. She can ride tandem, which is two horses at once.
Wow.
She can jump through a hoop of fire. All of this at breakneck speeds.
Really?
Oh, she's amazing.
How did she get into that?
She spent a lot of time at a trick riding school.
Really?
Girls.
With horses and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
No.
So only two siblings out of all these?
Well,
marriages?
I also have my father married a woman who had four children.
I see, okay.
And they have become siblings as well.
See.
So there's...
Right.
So we have those four as well.
Right. But that's, I mean, out of six marriages, really, he only had two kids of his own.
Three,
I'm sorry.
Are you not going to count me?
What?
I'm the original.
That's true.
It's me. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, that's good. Good, you know. So.
Well, we had six marriages. There was three women he had children with, two gold diggers, and one woman that took him to the end.
Yeah.
So two one gold woman diggers. That one woman that he got to be a stepfather with. So there we go.
Yeah.
Three good women that he had children with.
So now this woman that wrote the book, was she married to him also? Or was that just a
girlfriend?
You
know what? You already asked me that question, so I'm not going to answer it again. Yes.
Are you serious? You're like calling me on all my mistakes today.
Have you read Endless Highway, my father's autobiography?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No.
Jeez, you ought to.
Okay, I will.
It's a pretty good read. I would also suggest.
I didn't have enough time to prepare. What
could
I say?
The Spirit of Shaolin. Oh, you've got that computer. Go ahead and look. Yeah,
no, but to read the book, you know.
The Spirit of Shaolin is an awfully nice book that my father wrote as well.
Yeah.
I would suggest those books.
Okay, sounds good. And when was that one written?
Oh, let's see. He was finishing that up, Endless Highway, about 15 years ago. He finished that.
Mm-hmm.
And, geez, I'm mentioned a lot in that book. I am also mentioned in The Spirit of Shaolin.
Right.
Yes.
So what about you? What is your current situation? Are you married now or
no?
No, you're not. Do you have kids?
Yes, I was married once, twice. I married the same man twice.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did.
How interesting.
Yes.
I tried to do that. It didn't work out, though.
Well, it turned out the first time wasn't legal, so we went and did it again.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
About 5 years.
5 years.
Uh huh.
Mm. And you have how many kids?
2.5
kids.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds like a good average.
That's the American average.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
don't I look like the average American to you?
Yeah, you do. So, yeah, are you going to vote today?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
How long have you lived in California?
I came out here in 73.
Oh, okay. So that's been a while.
Yes. And it was, it's funny because, you know, I was in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in a very mild, old-fashioned town.
Uh-huh.
And I came out here and the 60s had turned into the 70s, and I was raised right next to Woodstock. I never even heard of it.
Really?
I don't think my mother did either.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very simple town. And I come out here, and everybody's just out in this out left field.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I ended up really liking it, but at first I was a little shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and things were different. Things were not so simple
out here.
Oh,
yeah, things were different then. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, our time is just about up, Kalista. I wanted to thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
A lot of fascinating stuff here. Your music is great. I happen to like it, and I'm pretty critical of music and stuff. So any projects you're working on currently?
Well, right now I'm doing
that New York thing.
Yeah, I'm doing a little theater, New York Acting Ensemble West, and I'm going down to the Lounge Theater and doing a little with them. And the next project I'm doing with them is Down the Rabbit Hole, which is kind of a heavy script.
Really?
Like a heavy role.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing the stepmother in that.
Okay. And if people want to find out more about you, where can they go?
Well, I guess you might as well just go to my MySpace, and I'll put stuff up there for you.
Okay.
Maybe I'll put up some of my acting stuff. Yeah. And then I'm going to do a comedy called Little Guns.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Little Guns.
Yeah, it's a comedy western, and that's going to be an awful lot of fun. So one really serious project and one really funny project.
Right.
Got to shake it
up. Well, sounds good. I mean, it sounds like you're keeping yourself busy, and that's cool. And so thank you, Kalista. Kalista Carradine joined us for the hour. Thank goodness you were here, because without Kira, I don't know what
I
would have done.
Hey, look, you
want
to put on the cover tune I did?
Except we don't have any time.
Oh,
right,
come
now.
On.
The cover tune.
Yeah, if you look up there, it's
you know what? We'll play a minute
Be
of it
My
if
Baby.
You want.
Put Be My Baby.
Be
on.
My Baby. Yeah. Okay, if I can find this theme thing.
You,
okay.
you better put more than 1 minute, or I'll be talking because I start out talking. On
okay,
it,
it's not on here. I don't know. I can't find it. Now let's leave it for the next time. We'll have you come back again.
All right, I'll see you next time.
All right, Kalista, thank you so much. Thank you everybody for listening, and we'll be back here tomorrow.
been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.